I'm Alan Combs. We welcome to our microphones Roy Den Hollander, an attorney who has now filed a class action suit, a discrimination suit against several Manhattan nightclubs who have ladies' nights. Roy, welcome to our show. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me. I was thinking of going out to a nightclub tonight and face some more discrimination, but I
saved you from being discriminated against by putting on the radio tonight.
I figured I'd be better treated here.
Well, you will be until some of our callers call in, maybe. But
okay.
Tell me what's behind this.
Basically, what's behind it is that nightclubs in New York City discriminate against men by charging guys more money to get into a club than girls.
It's not just New York, though. I mean, hasn't this happened since time immemorial all around the country?
Sure has. I mean, it's happened as long as I can remember.
So, go ahead.
Why now?
Yeah.
Pretty much I've gotten a little fed up of girls taking a free ride on the back of men for tens of thousands of years.
You mean girls or women?
Girls, I exercise my First Amendment right. And when I use girls, I do that intentionally. When I use females, I do that intentionally.
Why do you call them girls as opposed to women?
Because it may come down to an issue of respect.
And you don't respect women?
No. That's not what I'm saying. I don't respect the class or a group of people who for maybe three centuries have received preferential mistreatment. Treatment in this country, and now are requesting or trying to obtain even more preferential treatment at the violation of men's rights. Now, it's not all females. It's just the ones that I personally call feminazis. So I'll refer to
them as girls. That's a Rush Limbaugh term, sir. You know, at least come up with your own, terms for.
Wait a minute. I came up with that term in 1990.
And by the way, it's a horrible term. It's
no,
a horrible
it's
term to apply and to compare Nazis to women. That's just a terrible, terrible, disgusting, horrible term.
No. I mean, I disagree with your descriptors and your adjectives. I think it's an excellent terminology for describing a female.
Sounds like you hate women.
No, let's turn around as far as the misogyny aspect that you're talking about. I mean, that's not true. Some of my best friends none of my best friends are female.
Really?
No.
Are you married?
No, they are. No. I was married and have since been divorced, and I finally got the Russian mafia prostitute out of my life.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Boy, you really have issues with women.
Everybody uses these strange euphemisms these days and this strange lingo. It reminds me of, I remember once George Orwell said that thought can corrupt language, but then language can also corrupt thought.
Wait, but you're really angry at women.
Oh, anger is an understatement, but it's not at females.
Oh, no.
I mean, you use your term for designating, and I'll use my term as females. The anger is at feminazis who want more rights.
They don't want, first of all, this is Roy Den Hollander.
Den
Hollander, forgive me, our guest.
Yeah, that's right.
And we're going to get some calls, and hopefully some women will call in at 877-4-ALAN or 877-367-2526. But it's not the women who have set the policy at these bars. If bars, and you're going after these bar owners or nightclub owners that have ladies' nights, they're the ones setting the policy.
Exactly.
Why isn't your anger directed at them rather than the women who may be the beneficiaries of ladies' nights? Hold on. Go ahead. Are you there?
Is directed at someone violating my rights. Now, when I go to a bar, why should I have to pay more than some girl pays? That doesn't make any sense.
But why isn't that your ire? Let me ask the question again because we had a little interference there.
But
why isn't your ire directed at the bar owner or the club owner rather than the woman?
That's why I'm suing the bars.
Well, then why are you so angry? They're the ones setting the policy. Why angry at the women?
Because the policy has been carried through this period, which I believe America is being turned into.
But why is it women's fault if bar owners do that as a business move to get more women into the bar? Because men go to the bar, men want to meet women, so to attract women, they have a lower price for women. Men are happy about it because it attracts more women in. But it's not the woman's fault.
It's not the fault of girls, but we started talking about the terminology.
But you're blaming the woman. Why are you blaming women?
I'm, If I was blaming the females, I'd be suing them. I'm not suing them.
Then why are you so angry about women?
Well, that's what got us into when we were talking about terminology. You wanted me to use a certain terminology.
No, I don't care what you use. You can use whatever you want. But I mean, you said girl, and I was wondering why using girl as opposed to woman. Why do you want to demean women?
And I told you, I'm not demeaning women. I'm fighting for my rights.
But women are taking your rights away from you.
Now, on this specific issue in the bars, I'm fighting for my rights and the rights of other guys as a man.
But it's not
the
women. Even if you have a case here, it's not the it's not females taking your. Please call me Alan. It's not females taking your rights away. It's club owners. But you sound like you're very angry at females, at women. Why?
That's a different issue which you raised, and I told you. And I told you, because my belief is in this country, over the last 30 or 40 years, feminazis, which is the terminology I use.
It's a horrible term. You can say it. I object to it. I just find it a disgusting term.
Well, let me ask you this. What's more important, my subjective sensitivities or your freedom of speech?
I'm not taking away your freedom of speech.
No. I'm using that.
I stand on the side of freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want, but I'm meeting your speech with my speech by saying what you're saying is deplorable.
Okay, fine.
And freedom of speech is met with freedom of speech. I'm saying
exactly,
what I think about your speech.
Exactly. We agree on something.
So,
exactly right. So, but over those 30 or 40 years, this country has pretty much turned into a feminarchy. I mean,
what do you mean a feminarchy? Have we ever had a woman president? Have we ever had a woman vice president? What's the percentage of women in the Senate or the House compared to the general population? Who are the power brokers in this country? What do you mean we're a feminarchy? We still have basically white Christian men running the country and almost nobody else.
Okay,
how is it a feminarchy?
What percentage of people in a divorce end up with a child? Which side?
Well, you're talking about it now. You're talking about a very different issue now.
No,
that's a different issue than ladies' night, and a different issue than who the power brokers are in the country.
But then, ladies' night is a different issue with power brokers in the country. Ladies' night is a different issue than who's the president of the country.
I understand, but you're going on and on about women and calling them names and calling them feminazis.
No. You asked me a question of why I used the terminology, and I was trying to explain.
But you're angry.
If you want to go back and just talk about the case, then we'll just
fine. We got off on a tangent. That's fine because it rounds out where you're coming from, because you're certainly angry at those who charge women less, but you're angry at women in general. You don't like women very much.
Maybe I'm suffering from PMS, which I like to call persecuted male syndrome.
You poor little thing.
It's a joke. Alan.
What did your wife do to you?
Give me a joke.
What did your poor? Well, if I hear something funny, I'll laugh. What did this woman do to you to make you so bitter?
You want to go into a therapy session?
Yeah, I mean, you're so bitter.
Or do you want to talk about the class?
I want to know what made you so bitter.
Of course. Look around you. Look at how many guys died in Vietnam compared to the number of girls.
Wait. That's because women don't have equal rights in the military. I wish women could be drafted during Vietnam, and I wish women had equal rights to serve and fight as they would like to have, but our military doesn't work that way.
And that's why I'm bringing this suit. In my own small way, I hope to help them stand on their own two feet and be the really independent and strong females that they've been seeing for the last 40 years.
You go to bars how often?
And that's a sarcasm.
How often do you go to? Yeah, I get it. How often do you go to bars?
I try to get to a nightclub once a night on the weekend.
And you're really upset that you have to pay more for drinks than women, but
I'm fed up with it. Yeah, but I'm not the only one. Talk to some of the guys in your staff. You probably never even go to these clubs anymore.
I don't spend a lot of time going to clubs.
Yeah.
You know,
But look. Think of. I'm talking about 3 years in this suit. So if you think of all the guys that have gone, not just to the clubs I'm suing, but at the other clubs, and you think of the amount of extra money that they had to pay, then what you do is you compound it, say semi-annually at maybe 5%. That's a large chunk of change. And what has happened is that chunk of change has been transferred because of the discrimination, what I believe is discrimination by these clubs against men. But that's been transferred from the pockets of guys to the pocketbooks of girls.
By the way, back in 1970, you filed suit in Manhattan Federal Court when McSorley's Old Ale House...
No, I didn't file it. What I'm doing is McSorley's Ale House is a case...
Oh, I'm sorry, you're using that case
as
an example.
I'm using that as a key.
The 1970 precedent. Case
right.
That... ruled that said that McSorley's discriminated against women by refusing to serve them, and you're claiming that this is another kind of discrimination, this time against men.
Exactly.
For charging them more money for drinking. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I do hope when we get back...
It's not going to change, Alan. Believe me.
What's not going to change?
My attitude.
Well, I don't expect it will.
Okay.
I don't think a little commercial break is going to have you come back as a new person.
No, but I don't expect you to come back changed and convinced of my
But we'll open up our phones. And so far, we only have men, but I hope some women will phone in.
Okay, fine.
Or as you would call them, girls.
Exactly. Unless there's some friends of mine, for instance, my best buddy's mother and his aunts, they are women. And if I'm ever...
What makes them women as opposed to the ones you call girls?
You know, they're smart. They understand life. They see through hype, and they see through...
Maybe we can find your wife here tonight, too, huh?
No, that's all right. I've gone through that. That's a different story.
All right, Roy Denhollander. We'll come right back. 877-4-ALAN, some open lines. 877-367-2526.
What does one look for in a talk radio host?
People who...
Oh, yes, it's late tonight.
Come on, Roy, sing along.
I was listening to the music. That's funny. I appreciate the joke.
Roy Denhollander, attorney who has filed a class action discrimination lawsuit against several Manhattan nightclubs with Ladies Nights. You know, isn't that a great song by Kool & the Gang?
Yeah, no, I haven't heard that in a while. I like that.
Well, what meaning is that song going to have if you win your suit?
So it has a good beat.
All right, let's go to Yvonne in Manhattan. Hello, Yvonne.
Hello, Yvonne.
Hi, Alan. I think that women should be charged less for everything because we don't get equal pay. We still don't get equal pay. So I hope you realize that. And you sound like a woman hater, and I wouldn't be surprised if you were a rapist.
Oh, come on. Wait. No, that's going a little far, Yvonne. She hung up. I don't support that comment.
No, I understand. Yeah. I mean, there's one aspect of what she says. She says females receive less pay. But if you look at part-time work, that's adults who work from 1 to 34 hours a week, females receive 115% of that men do during that period.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Generally, women get less on the dollar than men do for most jobs.
There are reasons for that. There are reasons for that.
What, for the same job?
Some instances. No. Well, for instance, in the same job, maybe the guy does more overtime. But
No. I'm talking about the hourly rate. When you break it down to an hourly rate, women get less money per hour than men in most jobs. And, you know, when you average it out. And you know, if you were to then prorate that and charge drinks based on that, maybe women should pay less and pay less for everything else because they're not getting the same money for the same work. How about that?
Well, then factor in all the other dates that they go out on to clubs that don't have to clubs that I'm not suing, in which the guy pays everything. So you have to factor.
Oh, so
that
are there,
in
so
too.
Women
so that's,
just
that's a benefit. That's a benefit they're getting.
Oh, because
and
so
also on the equal pay, you know, there's a lot of other factors in there. Sometimes a girl may decide that she doesn't want to work. Maybe she wants to have a
job. No, I'm talking about when women want to work and they don't. There's still a glass ceiling. Women still don't get all the jobs men get. And as evidence, for example, is who runs the country. Susie,
okay.
Hold on, Susie in Atlanta. Hello, Susie.
I was just wondering if Roy is also going to protest hair salons and dry cleaners because women get charged a lot more at those types of places than men do for the same or equal service. And I'd also like to know where in the Constitution it talks about his right to get a drink for the same price as women.
Okay.
First of all, if you
hire me, I'll be glad to sue those salons. But I'm not going to do it on my own time.
Are you doing this on your own time?
Yeah, this is all on my own.
So why don't you do the other thing on your own time?
No, I don't have the financing for that. If I was in your financial bracket,
well,
I would.
Don't know what bracket I'm in.
Well, it's better than mine.
You don't know anything about what I make.
It's better than what I make.
You don't know that.
I'll bet.
Well, I think it's irrelevant.
No,
but
I don't know. But I'll bet you whatever you want. I don't care. I'll bet you the lawsuit that you make more money than I do.
I don't really care who makes more money.
Okay, fine. So let's go back to her question about the constitutionality. There's nothing in the Constitution about drinking. What the Constitution says is that if you have two groups of people and if they're similarly situated, that means, you know, they're pretty much the same, then they should be treated the same unless there's a very, very important state interest not to. And that's basically what the Supreme...
Well, what about her point on dry cleaning and other services where women get charged more than men? Doesn't that all even out?
That brings in the other problem. The other problem is that it has to be state action. You see, the reason I'm able to sue these cases, and one of the key issues in this case is going to be whether the state, because it regulates alcohol, is so intricately entwined with the clubs that it could be considered state action. And that's the word that the Supreme Court used.
All right,
So those public, those places like the salons and so forth, those are private places. I mean, they're regulated, but not.
Well, they're public businesses. A woman pays a lot more for a haircut than a man does.
Well, there's really no way to reach that unless it might be under a state law.
The point is, women have to pay more. All right, Susie, you make a good point. I thank you. Thank you for calling. Angela, College Station, Texas.
Hi there. I'm a little confused. Roy said that he has some friends that he calls women, and the rest he labels as females. And so I'm wondering what the distinction is, and I would like to make the point that the caliber of women who go to bars that have ladies' night that lure men like him who go to bars.
Wait, now you're putting down women. Women shouldn't go to bars?
No, I'm just saying that it's a societal thing.
Well, what's wrong with a woman going to a bar and meeting a man or something? Why, is there something wrong with that?
Where else are they
going to go? I personally have never met a man in a bar that was a keeper myself.
Well, I mean, do you lack morals if you go into a bar?
No, you don't. I live in Tech. I mean, no. I don't have a problem with bars at all. I'm wondering what's the distinction in his life between what he calls some women and some females, because are the ones that are women, did they go to these bars?
Yeah, do women go to these bars or just girls?
Let's go to what she says. The distinction. The distinction would be between my using the term feminazi and the term woman.
Okay.
Feminazi to me is a female who believes because she's a female she can do everything better than a man. And
how many women do you think fall in that category?
Oh boy, I've met a lot in New York City. You live here. You must live here.
I live in New York. You're meeting the wrong women.
Yeah.
Why am I shocked that that's what you're attracting?
Give me some nightclubs that I haven't.
I don't know. I don't go to clubs. I don't know.
I remember from the old days. I just wanted to throw one thing in about your glass ceiling. Nobody ever talks about the Tombstone Basement, where you have the 25 worst jobs, most deadly jobs in this country, and 90% of those jobs are occupied by men.
Thank you, Angela, for the call. Yeah, those are occupied by illegal immigrants, but and they've got the worst jobs with the worst pay. Gary in Buffalo. Hello, Gary.
You know, that's a completely
true. Hey, Alan. Hey, Roy.
Gary,
the whole purpose of this is it's a marketing technique for men and women to hook up. Men benefit by the fact that women are there for them to meet.
That's what it's about.
That's the purpose of it.
That's why bars charge less for women, so they'll come in,
absolutely,
get them in the tent. Men want that because the more women there, the more they can meet. It evens up the score.
So who's,
that's what
who's
it's about.
Here, Roy?
Okay. I mean, it's the way I look at it. Girl, what happens if I win in this, if the class wins in this case, bars will probably end up charging guys less and charging girls more. So what will happen, the more guys will go to the bar. Girls will know that more guys are going to the bar, and each guy that walks into that bar will have more money. Let me finish, Gary, and interrupt you. Each guy that walks in that bar will have more money to buy them a drink. Now, that means the girls will have to will have to manipulate a few more drinks out of the guys.
So that's what women do. They weasel drinks out of them.
I corrected myself.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
Let me finish. But the more they
I only
drink,
got 10 seconds,
the more,
sir.
Fun, more they drink, the more fun they'll
all right,
have.
Gary, very quickly, I got to run.
All right, that's it. Thank you, Alan.
All right, thank you very much. All right, Roy, when's the suit going to be decided?
Well, the first step is a scheduling conference, and that's not until October. I would say this won't be finalized for 2 or 3 years.
Why aren't you out drinking tonight?
Because I'm talking to you.
All right, thanks for being with us, sir.
Thank you very much.
Roy Den Hollander. Phones are open, 877-4-ALAN. And I think the word feminazi is a deplorable, disgusting way to refer to a woman, or anybody else for that matter. 877-4-ALAN or 877-367-2526. Coming right back.
You're listening to Alan Cole.